The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, joined now by head basketball coach of Oakland University, Greg Campy. Greg, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. I'm really glad to join you today. It's 85 degrees here in Houston. What is it up there?
Thanks for rubbing it in. I think it's going to be end up being around 50 today. I'm not positive. I haven't looked at the weather, but we're overachieving here in April, that's for sure. Greg, I want to start with something that happened back in 2005. You take on North Carolina in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and you lose 96-68. At that point, did you realize that you had just hit a turning point?
Well, we'd hoped that. We didn't know until the recruiting, the benefits of going to that first NCAA tournament came through in recruiting. And, you know, Lansing has been our hotbed for recruiting. And Courtney Scott was from Lansing and was on that team. And he kind of really shepherded us into this new era where we expect that we don't lose like that anymore to people like Carolina.
Well, and with that, then how big is this year's tournament appearance?
Well, it was really huge for us. You know, we got a bad deal with a tough draw. You know, 3 years we've been in, we had to play Carolina, Pittsburgh, and Texas. And so we haven't had anything easy, but, you know, we had a chance to win the game. We lost by four. It's really, everybody, you know, talked about us nationally. And it's really opened a lot of doors for us recruiting. We're in some places right now that we would have never been able to get into.
Talk about Travis Bader a little bit. I remember watching him in high school and thinking, this guy's a legitimate player, but he didn't get a lot of looks out of college. You guys snagged him. Talk about what he's meant to this basketball team.
Well, we're the only Division I school to offer him. So we look pretty smart right now because he is, I mean, this kid's a player. I mean, he's not just a play in the Summit League. This kid can play anywhere. I mean, he's grown. We redshirted him. And he went from, you know, 150 pounds or so to about almost 180 now. He made 94 threes as a freshman. I mean, think about that, 94 threes. Now, we had Eric Kangas, who's the all-time leader. He's also from Lansing. He's the all-time leader in our school history and our conference history in 3 points made. He made 17 as a freshman. Travis made 94. So, I mean, this kid can play. And, you know, Texas is probably one of the best defensive guarding the three-point teams that I've ever seen. He made a couple early against them, and then they didn't even let him see the ball. So this offseason, that game's going to benefit him because this offseason, he's got to learn to get open a little bit sometimes without us setting screens for him. And that. So I think that Texas game is going to help him so much.
Now, Coach, this is Scott here. During the regular season, you got into the national spotlight, obviously knocking off Tennessee. You took Michigan State down to the wire. You were one of the hotter mid-majors, kind of that special pick. Then you draw Texas. What were your thoughts when that did come out? Because obviously with the two other mid-majors going all the way to the Final Four now.
Well, you know, you don't want to make your team think that you can't beat somebody, but inside I was really disappointed because I think Texas is one of the best five teams in the country. But it is what it is. You have to play the game. And you know what? In the NCAA tournament, you're going to play a big name and a great team no matter where it is. I just didn't want it to be Texas because of the matchup issues we had. You know, they didn't have to double-team our post players because of their post player. And so that matchup was a bad deal for us. But, you know, we played a great game. Oakland University looked very good on national TV. We lost by 4 points to what I think is one of the top five team in the country. So it was a great day for Oakland. I wish we would have advanced. I wish we would have got to play again. But, you know, it is what it is, and we were very, very pleased with our season.
I totally agree with you. I thought Texas was completely misseeded as a five seed. Head coach Greg Campy from Oakland University talking with us. Coach, talk a little bit about the two teams that are in this tournament still, in VCU and Butler. Can we start shaking this mid-major name, or how far away are we from just calling all teams equal?
Well, you know, I think Butler's made a statement by getting there twice. They've got to win it, though. You know, it's a country that only cares about who wins. They don't care about who comes in second. So they've got to win it. And if they do, then I think that'll change the shape of the way people think of a team like Oakland in the future. You know, my team has two pros on it. And I think there are a lot of teams that are at the, quote, high majors that don't have two pros. So, you know, if you look at it like that, we're closing the gap, and It's my job to keep getting pro so that we can keep closing the gap further.
Head coach of the Oakland Grizzlies, Greg Campy, with us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Coach, you go 17-1 in conference in the regular season. That doesn't give you necessarily the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. I want to get your thoughts on the conference tournament and how important that is for small schools like you.
Well, the conference tournament is our NCAA tournament because when you win, you get to cut the nets down. And, you know, in the past, we never thought we could get to the Final Four. Now with the change going on, we can. So that tournament's a nervous time because it's all about that tournament. Now, if we'd have beaten Michigan State and only instead of losing by one, I think we would have gotten an at-large bid. We were right on the bubble. So, we're narrowing that gap where someday we will get an at-large bid. Don't forget now, VCU got an at-large bid. And they've proven that a mid-major can go from an at-large bid to the Final Four.
With knowing the importance you have to put on the conference tournament, how do you motivate the guys during the regular season?
Well, it's a marathon. And, you know, what I have a coaching mentor of mine was a swimming coach. And you really pay attention to swimming coaches because swimmers work harder than any athlete there is. They're at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're in the pool. They're in there all day. And this coach taught me that as you get close to the big meet, they do what they say, rest, taper, and shave. And that's what you have to do with your basketball team when you get to February and March. You have to start resting them. You have to taper down, and you have to be ready to play in March. So it's a long journey, and the key is to win in February so that you're ready to go in March.
Oakland University head basketball coach Greg Campy with us. Coach, real quick, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Final Four, what team you think may come out of it. What do you see out of these two matchups today?
Well, I'm prejudiced. You know, Coach Cal is a good friend of mine, and I want him to win his first championship, so I'm picking Kentucky all the way. But I do think that Butler has a real chance because Butler's made to beat the big boys because their bigs can really guard, and they can guard the pick and roll. Butler guards the pick and roll probably as good as anybody there is out there. And most teams that are in the top teams in the country run a lot of pick and roll. And because Butler can guard it, that's why they've had such success in this tournament. So don't count Butler out, but I think Kentucky's going to win.
Talking about teams, but individually, is there any player in the country that you would rather have than Kemba Walker?
Kemba Walker is a heck of a player. I mean, I don't know, you know, and that's going to be the key if Kentucky can stop him or not. He had 29 on him the first time they played. They got to keep him off the free throw line. That's the real key. If they can keep him off the free throw line, then you know, make him just make jump shots and threes, I think they have a real chance to stop. But probably not. Probably you're right. I don't know. I like Travis Bader. I like Drew Valentine. I like those two. But and Kemba's not from Lansing.
good answer, Coach. Very good. Now, one of your pro players you're talking about, Keith Benson, you lose him. How is that going to affect your team for next year?
Well, we're going to be very good. We've got our whole perimeter back. We're losing a pro in the middle, so we're going to have to change how we play a little bit. We've funneled that defense to him in that. We funneled the ball to him on defense, and he's a great shot blocker, and we're not going to have that next year. So we're going to have to change the way we play. But, you know, we lost Jonathan Jones a year ago, another Lansing kid, and everybody thought, how are you going to replace Jonathan? And you'd hate losing great players like that, but you just find a different way to play. You're different, but that doesn't mean you're not as good. And our hope next year is we're going to be a lot different, but we'll be just as good.
Oakland basketball coach Greg Campy with us. Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations on a great season. Have fun down there in Houston.
My pleasure. I thank you very much for having Oakland on.
All right, we'll do it again sometime. Head coach Greg Campy from Oakland University with us. We appreciate him being on. We also appreciate the other guests we had on today. Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins had some great stuff to say. Anybody that knows John Wooden is okay with me. Also, Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler talking about how Central Michigan, Scott, can you believe it? 2 years away. 2 years away from being national title contenders, if you can believe that. Don't shake me off. I'm dead serious. You don't think, honestly, look at the players that they have, okay? Don't you think they have a legitimate shot, honestly, to win the MAC and then make a run in the tournament like some of these teams do?
Well, I haven't seen Central play. I can honestly say that. So I am biased in that I don't know.
So you're just looking at them like people look at the Cincinnati Reds. You're just looking at them as...
No, I'm looking at them how people look at Central Michigan.
You're looking at them how people have seen them be in the last 5 to 6 years rather than the talent that they have. See, look at how short-sighted
you are. I'll let the Zigglers prove me wrong.
Enjoy the Final Four, everybody. We will talk to you next week. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.